Today is a very important Jewish day because it's the Shabbat before Purim, and Purim is the boomerang, and the boomerang is coming. And I feel it because that's my religion and I do practice it. So that means Satan does not exist today because he cannot exist on a holy day. He can't live anywhere in holy space. So that means that our prayers go straight to God today. He can't interfere or F with them or nothing else. I came here because I want people to pray with us that we can overcome all machinery that has ties to the satanic lower world of evil, that we break all those ties, all those satanic vows that people have taken. May they be cut today. May they not exist tomorrow. All those who do have the spark of a soul in them, in the most high positions of power, will feel that spark grow, and they will remove themselves just simply by resigning for the sins they've committed against the children of this world. May they just grow enough soul to kindly remove themselves, and may God guide a person of wisdom and ethics and morality to replace them. May that happen immediately. And may the souls of the human beings who care for other human beings and for this country and what it stands for, which is a melting pot of individual rights, not group rights where people are punished for things they didn't do, but for justice and equality, including women like me, who have the power to speak freely and to own property and to work it with the sweat of their brow.
And that's beautiful. Please pray.
Be on their knees to a big elitist group who think of us as their slaves or their prey. May that end today. And I ask you, Alex, to say amen with me.
Amen.
Well, I think they can't fight us because one thing they don't know nothing about is the human soul and the human spirit. So they don't even know how to fight it. All they can do is just blow up stuff and cause earthquakes with their earthquake and heart attack machines and stuff like that. And they're just trying to kill everybody or kill as many people as they can. They don't like thinkers. They're trying to get rid of all the thinkers, especially thinkers like you and me, Alex, because we talk to people, and they don't like communicators neither, or people who can receive information. They like people who can't receive information, just people who can take stuff in through their eyes, memes and stuff when they look at screens, and then live their lives trying to replicate that. They keep on talking about love, 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 love. Well, love is great, but you know what? The vast majority of little children on this earth, they don't know what that is. They don't even know what that feeling is. And I want people to hear that and know it and wake up to it, because that is the truth. The vast majority of little children on this earth, they don't know what love is. Hello? That's what we're fighting for right now. That's what the information war is about right now, are those children. Am I right, Alex? It says in our holy books 2,000 years ago, it totally describes the times we're living in now. It also foretells a computer and an age of instant information and intelligence and data that can't be denied, and that would be the hallmark of this age, and that I believe we are living in. And that is also called the age of messianic thought. But here's the fact. It's already fallen. Babylon has already fallen. I believe that it fell a long, long time ago, and we're just feeling its thud and the vibration of he has already been defeated and God has already won. It's just you have to pick your side now.
And the managerial class for the elite.
Yes, and there's a name that God gave them, and it was Erev Rav, which means good teachers of bad information. When you break it down, that's my...
That's perfectly said. They're smart, they're good teachers, but they teach bad.
But I wrote this book called Rosanarchy, but anyways, at the end, I wrote this chapter called The End, wherein I kill Satan. And I tell you how to do it. And I'll just give you that at the end. How you do it is when you feel empathy, he can't be there because he hates that.
That's what Christ did. Exactly. Whatever.
Exactly. Bingo, bingo, bingo.
Explain it.
A lot of people here, they don't, what looks like people, they don't even have souls. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I know.
They're like apparitions that we create with what I believe. With our own evil thoughts and deeds, we create an apparition that comes at us. It's called a golem that we create that later turns on us because of the evil thoughts and deeds that we do. We created those people. A lot of people don't know if they have a soul, but here's how you know. Can you change? And people who cannot change, they are messengers. That's the word for them. Another word is angels, good and bad. But they're here to tempt the souls to choose which side they're going to go on. We have the power to make this earth heaven. For every child living on it, we have the power, we have the money, we have the resources, we have the intelligence, we have the machinery, we have the hope, we have the desire, and we have the creativity, we have the love, we have everything we need to do it. All we need is to turn on the switch. That's all I'm saying. We have the power to change everything with a decision to not do it anymore. To not hold up those structures of Babylon anymore, just to let them fall.
We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction, does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad, the last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
It could go one of two ways. It could go that, you know, they're so backed against the wall and they're so afraid that their stuff is going to be exposed because it's, I think everything is about not exposing what we already all know, but they don't want the regular people to know what we know. So who knows? They might use an A-bomb. I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, look what they did in Ohio. That's our Chernobyl. I don't know what they're going to do. They could do anything. They certainly don't care about any of us. I mean, any of them. And so I don't know what they could do, but I do know that we have a 1% chance of winning. And I know that that's all we need. That's all we need. And he said, we all have only one enemy and none of it is each other. We only have one enemy and that is the one below. The evil one, the trickster, the snake, that guy. That's the only enemy we have. And if we would harness all that hate that we've used on each other, if we would take it away from each other and harness it on evil, we could destroy evil in the blink of an eye. The real reason Satan was invented is because in the upper court of God, guess who the prosecuting attorney turns out to be, Alex?
Who?
Satan.
He goes to God and says, I need, these are bad. See, let me go after them. That's why he wants us to do sins and create wicked dominions because he can only operate where he's got that going on.
And then he brings us before the court of heaven and says, here were their sins and here's what I got them to do. So in effect, you don't get away with nothing. And
that's what's crazy is Satan is described as the prosecutor.
That's right. He is the prosecutor.
He's the accuser.
He's the accuser and the prosecutor in the upper court. So if, what that message says is you also will be judged for what you allow and for what you're blind to. You also will be judged for what you allowed. I want people to know that because what you turned your blind eye to, you're going to be judged for that too. Yeah, because consciousness affects matter.
Been proven.
It absolutely does. So that's why I was thinking if we all put our heads together and like the will of the people united equals the work of God. Yeah, because after free will, you know, after free will, there's something else. That's called invention. I'm seeing in the fifth dimension, which my friend wrote a book, Mary Daly, called Quintessence, about the fifth dimension, where everything is telepathic and we're connected to the past, the present, and the future, which we are anyway. We're wired for that all at the same time, but we don't really notice it. Because we have all these walls in our mind due to mind control and mass media and all these other distractions. But we do have the power to go into the past and see the future and be in the now at the exact same time. And we do it every day anyway. But the fifth dimension is where all of that stuff comes into play and how we can trigger ourselves into the fifth dimension, which I think we are in the doorway of, is by just imagining. I love the word imagining what it looks like to live in a perfect neighborhood or perfect, let's start with family. What does it look like to live in a perfect neighborhood? What does it look like to live in a perfect community that works for all the people where all the kids are safe? Because they are trying to manipulate our food. That's the next big thing, and our water. So everybody should be looking into like how to get your community-based food and water. That's living with your neighbor and reaching out to them and working, you know, together to make that happen without the government giving you anything, but doing the work yourselves. Well, they're over and they know they're over and they're desperate. Look how desperate they are. Would it come to a point where they're actually thinking about pushing Putin to, you know, surrounding Putin on every single side? Look what they're doing over there. Look what we are doing. We are doing it. Every single fight is won through heart and will. You know, it's decided at that point. You know that. That's Machiavellian. It's decided at the point of will and heart. And so you can't take that away from the Russians.
So what do you gut level think's about to happen?
I think what's about to happen is because we prayed here today, all that's going to break down. And I think that nothing's going to happen. I think they're all going to get caught. I think that the whole Epstein thing's going to be exposed. I think that intelligence and the people and all the research they're doing is going to pay off. I think every one of them, as my friend said about 20 years ago, the children will speak the names of their abusers in public. I think it will crumble everything. That's all it's about. It's a pedo Ponzi scheme. And a pedo Ponzi scheme. It's, yeah, currency is children. Here's what you do. You know, everybody's looking for change from the top down, looking to our so-called leaders who are all just paid prostitutes of cartels. We're going to make the change happen from the bottom up. We have to make it happen at the grassroots. That means you got to run for office. You got to go in there to the school boards and sit. Like, people are actually doing it, too. People are taking this government into their own hands and realizing it is a government of, by, and for the people. They're really afraid that of people who are connected to God. They don't like that. They don't like it in Islam, in Christianity, in Judaism, in anywhere, or Buddhism.
They want us to go to the priest. Which Christ was the opposite of that.
They want us to bow to man. That's what people don't know. They don't know that when they tell us that the cries of the people were heard by the above, and so God moved, what happens is that the will of the people united stimulates the upper world to come down here and act on our behalf. Evil just eats everything around it, and when it's already killed everything good, there's nothing left to eat but itself. And so it does. And that's what they did. They got to keep eating. It says that the system and evil is dead. They're out of our way. And that's what I came here today to say. God won. Well, a lot of people are talking about retribution, but I'd say we ain't got no time for that. What we have to do is rebuild immediately. And so I put a lot of thought into how we would rebuild so that we can save a lot of time, because we don't want a lot of our kids dying. And so I sort of did the work in 2012 of like reorganizing things around grandmas, because I figured out every grandma is pretty much responsible for about 100 people. And so, you know, we will have to reorganize our communities around, you know, every moral grandmother I'm talking about, not some grandmas ain't good, you know, but grandparent is what I'm talking about, elders. And we will have to organize our community first to take care of the children, make sure they're safe, that they're educated and fed. And I think that's what we're entering into, a time where mothers are going to matter more than they ever have before, because they're going to realize that, you know, we have a lot to say. We have a lot to change. We have to raise our children better. And we have to be in a world where we're more protected instead of prey. Well, it is the end of times. And some people are saying, oh, that means the end of days. And that's what people are saying. Oh, it's the end of the world. Well, it's not the end of the world. To me, what it means is it's the end of the old, and the old has a lot of, you know, stuff that doesn't serve us anymore. A lot of it is old, including all the evil of, you know, the pyramid of child sacrifice and suffering of the people, the serfs, you know. What they're trying to do is bring back feudalism. That's what the one world thing is, feudalism, with the few at the top of the pyramid at the expense of the many. But see, the grand alignment is, that's God talking to us about, now you have the power, because everything is on your side, to not live in the pyramid at the bottom anymore. No, you don't need to do that, because you have, you know, all you need to do is just, as I say, nothing. This is the thing that's going to happen, Alex. All the bull is going to fade and burn away.
It is now.
Yeah, it is now. We're watching.
It's just now catching fire.
Yes, it is. The sparks have caught fire and it's all burning away. The old is going to go and the new is just being born. And what's going to happen is that the writings of Jesus that people don't know about and they've tried to destroy for 2,000 years, they tried to bury it. They tried to silence him. They tried to, you know, everything they've done to him. But people know in their hearts that what he spoke was true. It's going to come now. It's going to bloom, and everybody's going to read it and see it for themselves. Well, they want that, I think. I think they want limited nuclear war. Yeah, and they're all geared up for it, and that's why I'm praying that all that fails, and that God will move his hand among us, and that we, the people, will stimulate him. Don't give up now. We came this far. Don't give up. Get stronger. You know, nobody can stop you from getting better, from getting stronger in your body and your mind. No law, no government, nothing. That's what you need to do. And learn about growing your own food, your own vegetables. Do that as fast as possible. I'll end with this quote from a friend of mine, Mary Daly. She said, "There is no liberty without truth."
I don't know, guys. Do you think the beard is intimidating? Do you think it's too much?
Yeah, I mean, it looks pretty good, but I don't know, it's just a beard.
It's just not that intimidating, dude.
Just a beard, huh? What about... I gotta go to the bathroom.
Dude, that's intimidating, man. That's freaking awesome. You're on in 5.
Get your hair and beard formula at InfoWarsStore.com.
Sexy.
And intimidating.